in the limelight.
On Universal Children's Day on November 20, the Gaza children, thousands of whom have been killed by the Zionist regime since the start of its onslaught on October 7th, have to be remembered. Addressing the UN Security Council recently, World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom said, "A child is killed every 10 minutes in the besieged Gaza Strip. In this regard, we have taken a look at world media websites and news agencies for further details. Stay tuned for the second part, please." According to Press TV, over the past 7 weeks, Israeli regime warplanes have been indiscriminately pounding the densely populated territory, including hospitals and schools, with the death toll surpassing 13,000 now. More than 5,500 are believed to be children, and over 3,500 are women, with 30,000 more people wounded, according to Hamas Health Ministry in the Gaza Strip. Ismail Al-Thawabta, director of the media office in Gaza, said the number of missing persons has risen to 6,000, including 4,000 children and women trapped under the rubble of destroyed buildings. Calls for the ceasefire have so far been dismissed by the Tel Aviv regime, despite world leaders, including UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, emphasizing its urgency. The World Body Chief said in a statement recently, "This war is having a staggering and unacceptable number of civilian casualties, including women and children, every day. This must stop. I reiterate my call for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire." He expressed deep shock over attacks on two UNRWA, United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, schools in Gaza in less than 24 hours, which killed dozens of people, mostly women and children. The genocidal campaign of the Israeli regime since October 7th has had a key target, Gazan children. According to estimates, nearly half of Gaza's 2.3 million people are aged under 18, which makes the densely populated strip one of the youngest places in the world. More children have been killed in Gaza since October 7th than in all conflicts around the world combined in the past 3 years, according to Save the Children, a charity that works to improve the lives of children across the world. The charity said a total of 2,985 children were killed in 2 dozen war zones throughout last year. Hospitals in Gaza have been teeming with wounded children, while morgues have been filled with corpses. Even the cemeteries have been left without any vacant space amid the Israeli regime genocide. Many young and beautiful lives have been tragically cut short. A 13-year-old gaming YouTuber from Gaza, Auni Eldos, was killed along with his entire family in an Israeli regime airstrike. In August last year, Eldos posted a video in which he thanked his subscribers for helping his channel reach 1,000 subscribers, and excitedly spoke of his goal of reaching 100,000 subscribers. Now, weeks after his death, his channel has clocked 1.35 million subscribers. 3-year-old Julia lost both her parents in an Israeli regime bombing. The little girl was lucky to survive with minor injuries, but she still does not know the scale of the tragedy that struck her. Aye and Abdullah, six-year-old twins who brought peace to their mother's heart, were also killed. Asma Moghari, the bereaved mother of Aye and Abdullah, wrote in an Instagram post on November 3, "It's been 17 days now without you, and you are the survivors, not me." Dania, who is yet to mark her first birthday, lost her father's Rushdie Saraj in an Israeli regime strike in Gaza. Her mother, Sharuk Aliya, wrote in a poignant, widely shared letter posted on her Facebook page, "She's far too young to be orphaned, and I am far too young to be a widow." UNICEF Executive Director Catherine Russell, after she visited Gaza last week, admitted that what she saw and heard was devastating, especially in terms of the crimes against children. She was quoted as saying, "Many children are missing and believed buried under the rubble of collapsed buildings and homes, the tragic result of the use of explosive weapons in populated areas. A 16-year-old girl told me from her hospital bed that her neighborhood had been bombed. She survived, but doctors say she will never be able to walk again." The relentless attacks on hospitals in Gaza have also impacted children the most, as hospitals in the territory have not only been catering to patients, but also to be displaced. Even children's hospitals, such as Rantisi, have not been spared by the Zionist regime. In the occupied West Bank, according to Defense for Children International Palestine, DCIP, Israeli regime forces have killed 54 Palestinian children in the past 7 weeks, including 38 children in October alone, the highest number of Palestinian children killed in a single month since 1967. As one social media user noted, "Nowhere is safe for children in Gaza or the occupied West Bank. Not hospitals, not schools, and not even the cemeteries."